11 minutes after 4 Central African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning. And of course, it's a beautiful even seeing our beloved, our honorable Fadilatul Ustad's Mubarak face. We welcome him, inshallah, this morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah, the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verses 77. To understand today's lesson, we need to understand this background. Wherever a Nabi, a messenger, a prophet's Milad Mubarak took place, his honorable birth took place, he grew up there, and thereafter the people persecuted him. He left that place and made hijrah and migrated to some other place. Then after some time, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala changed the circumstances, and then that same messenger, that same prophet, Nabi and Rasul came back to that place from where they were sent in exile. So the place where they grew up or where they were born and so forth, and they came as a conqueror. So you see, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, that he was there in Egypt, and then the people threatened him, they're going to kill him, Allah forbid. He left and went to Midian and came back, and lo and behold, that Almighty Allah granted him victory over the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades. You see, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, the people, the Jews, they threatened and wanted to kill and murder him, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah took him for hijrah. Hijrah where? To the heavens and the skies. So the second coming of Jesus will take place, and then he will defeat the very Jews, the very Christians. That is one of the main purposes of the coming Nuzul Isa. The second coming of Jesus, peace be upon him. Wa im min ahlil kitabi illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla maut. The people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they will believe in him. That is, they will become Muslim and they will embrace Islam on the hands of Jesus, peace be upon him. And this is enshrined in a noble Quran. And likewise, another major reason for his coming back will be the Antichrist, the Dajjal, the biggest and big deceiver between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem in a place called Lud. We call it Lud, Lam Dal. In English, Lod, L-O-D, there Jesus, Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, will dispatch the Dajjal, kill him and dispatch him straight to Jahannam. If you want more on this here, so remember, open Surah 4, chapter 4, and that is Surah Nisa, and verses 157, 158, 159, وَإِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Chapter 4, verse 159, where the Jews and Christians will believe in Nabi Isa alayhi salam and embrace Islam. And those who don't, there will be war waged against them. Similarly, you see Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salatu salam, you see Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, all of them migrated somewhere and somewhere, and then they came back and they were victorious. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. So you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Jalla wa Ala made for you the same system. And what is that? You had to leave your beloved place of birth, Makkah Mukarramah, the most holiest, the most sacred place for us Muslims. The Master alayhi salatu salam left with tears in his eyes and said, Innaki la habbul biladi ilayya, you are the most beloved city to me. Lawla akhrajuni mink ma kharajtu, had they not sent me in exile, I would not have left you. So chapter 17 and verse number 77, and 8 years after that, the conquest of Makkah takes place, and then people enter into Islam. Sunnata man qad arsalna. Sunnah means a path. Sunnah means a system. So this is the system. Man qad arsalna qablaka, regarding those whom we indeed sent before you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that we have sent before you those prophets, messengers. We selected them. They were not elected by people. And Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his authority, sovereignty, majesty, and it is a symbol of respect and reverence in Semitic languages. So what was the system? Man qad arsalna qablaka min rusulina, from our prophets and messengers. We selected them. They had to leave. They had to go in exile. They had to migrate somewhere, and then they will come back, and then they will be victorious, and they will conquer that place. And if you want to know more about this topic, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned it in Surah to Ibrahim, chapter number 14. So let me read it for you, and you will find Almighty Allah teaches us. Chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and the non-Muslims, those who committed blasphemy, kufr, shirk, and polytheism, they would address لِرُسُلِهِمْ, to their prophets and messengers, who were selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا, surely, definitely, we will expel you, we will drive you out, we will send you in exile from our land, our sand, our country, our city. أو لتعودن في ملتنا, or either you return and come back to our religion. As people say nowadays in our vernacular, why you do this? They say Bab Dada Em Karta Huta, our forefathers used to do that. So they would follow their forefathers even in haram activities, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave great tidings to the prophets and messengers. For أوحى إليهم, so Almighty Allah sent wahi, Rabbuhum, they are sustainer, nourishers, and revelation to the prophets, messengers. لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ, surely we will destroy these zalims, these sinners, these transgressors, these tenpot dictators. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and we will make you the people who will reside there, who will surely stay there after them, after their destruction. Chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Now bring that in today's circumstances. We see the holy sacred land of Palestine, and we see the Jews, the invaders, the occupiers, the haramis. So remember, that's what they are, haramis. So we need to understand that. Then you get Patel Day in UK saying that Hamas is a terrorist organization. You must remember, these people, they are handled by the Israeli regime. Money speaks all languages. You Britain certain you are the biggest culprit in all this to create the whole problem of Palestine. Palestine belongs to the Palestinians. You took somebody else's land and you gave it to a third party. Who gave you that right? You're supposed to be paying millions, billions and trillions of dollars to the Palestinians for the harm you caused them, remember? And today you got the audacity for those people who are the liberators, the people who are freedom fighters, you want to call them terrorists and so forth. Therefore, we say the biggest terrorists today, remember, are the apartheid regime of Israel and America. And remember, if you look at Biden, Sleepy Joe, then he's sitting at 36%, 37%, 38%, and that Harris is sitting at 28%. And remember, humiliated, disgraced in their own country, and Britain, don't even talk about them. You must remember, kicked out from the European Union and becoming the laughing stock of the world. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. So whoever fights the truth, then Allah will give them power. Then they will lose everything and it will be given to the original people. So the whole land of Palestine must go back to Palestinians. So that is the system of Allah. Sunnata man qad arsalna qablaka min rusulina wa la tajidu li sunnatina tahwila. You will never find a change in the system of Almighty Allah. The sun rises from the east, it sets in the west. 14 night you see the full moon. Today is the 15th. Even now, if you go outside, you will see the moon shining in its glory and beauty. Inshallah, today between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the evening, you will find our brother Suleiman Esop with his program Naat Kirat. And yesterday before I slept, I received a nice message from Tunisia. Tunisian lady married to a South African, mashallah. And they have a son, Uwais, and a daughter, Maria. Maria is 4 years old, and she's asking questions, mashallah. Why this, mashallah? So people listen to the radio in the early part of the morning. The men, the women, the children, 4 years old. So inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala accept Uwais and Maria, their parents, for the deen of Islam. And inshallah, this program will be repeated this afternoon between 3 and 3:30. Tomorrow we don't have this program, but between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, we have a Q&A for 2 hours with Hafiz Hussein Wadi and myself, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz.
Ustad, let's go to Johannesburg. A brother wants to know, can people see in their dreams what is happening in somebody's qabr? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember that when you study Sufism, as you call it, tasawwuf, the proper term is tazkiyah. Qad aflaha man tazakka, qad aflaha man zakaha. Indeed, the people who cleanse and purify their hearts, their inner self and their outer self, so they are indeed the ones who are successful. So they have a terminology called kashf. Kashf means to see the unseen and so forth. But this is not evidence in Islam. This is not proof in Islam. So we reject it that every second person says, no, I can see what is happening in the grave and this. Half the time people use this for self-enrichment. They will come to that family and tell them, your father, mother passed away and I saw something, they're being punished. So the family will be very concerned. What must we do? He said, you must give me 10,000 rand, 5,000 rand, and I will give it out in charity. So this is another gimmick and a ploy people use for self-enrichment. So you must not worry of these things. These are not proof in Islam. Obviously, our parents, our dear ones have passed on, our grandparents, our children, spouses, siblings. So daily read for them Surah chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا غْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ هديا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Similarly, Surah 59 verse 10, this is in the 28th juz, 28th part of the Noble Quran. There are 30 parts in the Noble Quran. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman, with Islam, and they have firm conviction. So we must and should be reading these two duas daily for all our deceased. Majority we don't know, but they are our brothers and sisters in faith in Islam. Second one, give out charity on their behalf, 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever, cash or kind, to poor Muslim, poor non-Muslims, so all that is fine. Any nafil ibadat, youth, ishraq times, 15 minutes after sunrise, you read and perform 2 rakat ishraq, 4 rakat ishraq, you transfer the reward to all of them, all permissible. You read Surah Yasin now, before or after Fajr Salat, and you transfer the reward, so all that is permissible. But leave all the kush stories, and that people want to project their own so-called personal piety. You know what? Me, I can see in the grave and all that. So half of them are a bunch of mufatiyas. Let me tell you that they just are lying and taking chances.
I see Sister Ranel says, let me give you a quick fix. AK, petrol in Botswana is 8 rand per liter, and they buy it in South Africa where it is sold commercially for 19 rand to citizens due to fuel levies and tax added. What a disgrace. And now we have load shedding, and other countries there's no load shedding. Ustad, Sister Ranel.
Yes, we read that news already 2 days ago, Sister Ranel. I sent it to our news team, all this type of information. I sent to them so they can carry it in their programs or in their news and so forth. You see the problem with South Africa, Southern Africa. Southern Africa, my Sister Ranel, I don't know if you know Afrikaans. In Afrikaans, they say the groot baas, the dadagiri. You see, the dadagiri means that I am the big boss. So if you study South Africa, Southern Africa, so South Africa is the superpower, you see. So now you take Swaziland, you take Lesotho, you take all these countries and all of them. 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, like how Trump told Saudi Arabia, you know, in 2 weeks you will fall if we are not there to protect you and so forth. Therefore, you must pay us protection fees, because America is the groot baas, the big boss, you see. So South Africa is the big boss. So now it will help them, give them petrol, give them this, give them that, all that. But you must be under us. You go now to Swaziland, you go to Lesotho, they got a currency there, but that currency is not worth the paper on which is written, remember that. And it's all one-to-one with South African currency is pegged to the rand, meaning South African currency, then it gets evaluated, devalued, whatever, so appreciates, depreciates, so that currency there also, just like Saudi Arabia and the Arab countries, it is pegged to the dollar. So here also it is like that. So therefore we have to pay the taxes. Now 19 rand 50, 19 rand 30 we are paying here in Gauteng for petrol. So go work it out, and they will tell you more than 6 rand per liter, more than 6 rand per liter is being paid in taxes. So what you expect then for the big wigs who sit on their laurels and think of Hadi and the country burns? You must remember the kidnapping increases, hijacking increases, the rape increases, the drugs increase, an absolute shame and disgrace for majority of the politicians and majority of the law enforcement agency. Only Almighty Allah. Yesterday, my sister Ranel, you know, Friday is our main day. So every Friday, with Allah's mercy, grace, I'm in a different masjid, different mosque. So yesterday I was here in the Sufi masjid in Lanesia. So I told them today's top topic is only du'as and supplications. So read this, and only Almighty Allah will protect us. If you're thinking the government or the police or law enforcement, majority of them are corrupt, and remember, they're not interested in us. So I leave you with two du'as today. Again, I mentioned it yesterday, and I'm repeating it now. Surah 3, Surah Ali Imran, verses 1 and 2. Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. That read these verses, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ismullahi al-A'zam. Allah has 99 names. And Almighty Allah speaks of this in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 180. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. You memorize it, you look inside and read, you go to paradise and Jannah. Man hafidaha dakhal al-Jannah. Man ahsaha dakhal al-Jannah. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. So in Ibn Majah is mentioned, read the Ismullah al-A'zam, the greatest and the best names of all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And read, wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. When you read that, and thereafter you make dua, inshallah, all Mighty Allah will accept your supplication. Ameen. So daily read it, and inshallah, Allah will envelope us in His mercy.
I see Brother Edward, who starts from New Zealand, and he says that we're going to be surprised in South Africa. We might be coming there for Christmas. A friend from Sandton has invited him. So he's waiting for his friend Delta. He does not want to take the jab. He's afraid because of the side effects. So he lost his daughter, so he says that he does not want to take the jab. So we're still deciding to come to you or not to start. Edward.
I'm here December. I'm only going to Cape Town from the 1st to the 5th, and then the remainder, there's no other program that I have. So normally December I stay at home, because here we have too many drunkies. Do you know what is drunkies, my brother Edward? Too many people on the wine, dine and swine. In South Africa, it's not like you're in New Zealand. So in South Africa, during Christmas and New Year and so forth, that I can write it down for you now, that there'll be 1,000 people dead. Why? Because of accidents, and the causes for the accidents will be because of alcohol, because of speeding, reckless driving, and all these things here. You in New Zealand, I've been there thrice. One day we were going somewhere, and I saw, car, a police car, ambulance, all. So I asked the brother, you go find out what's happening. I'm staying here in the car. He came, he said, no, big accident took place. I asked him, what happened? He said, no, that brother, he hit the other person's car, and his bumper got dashed, got bent and so forth. I said, anybody injured? He said, no. I asked him, anybody died? He said, no. I said, you called it a big accident. Yeah, in South Africa, our taxis, they're knocking one another's bumpers the whole day, and nobody bothers about it. So therefore, our criteria is different. You welcome anytime, my brother Edward, and bring Delta with, and you can be visiting us. Welcome. So you come in December. The weather is very good in South Africa, and inshallah, we make you Muslim also, if you want to, inshallah.
Ameen, 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 ameen. I see Ajabu Yusuf is having a good laugh, Ustad. Ameen. Ustad, listen to the new listener. It says here, hi guys, my name is Otello, O-T-H-E-L-L-O. I am 49 years old male. I want to work as a cleaner in a mosque, but was refused because I am non-Muslim. So, sir, I don't want to become Muslim because I am desperate for a job. How do I convince your people otherwise? Brother Otello, Ustad.
My brother Othello, obviously everybody will have their own criteria regarding giving job and so forth. If you just come and tell people you want the job and they don't know you, they don't have references, so obviously that does make the difficult situation, condition, but difficult. But nevertheless, you must never lose hope. So many millions of people are unemployed, people are desperate for a job. So what you need to do is, wherever you are, so go to the Imam, go to the Maulana, go to any Muslim and tell them to write a letter for you and of intercession, the interceding on your behalf, that you are a stable person, you don't have wine and swine and all these type of things, and you are. You don't make people Muslim by force. It must come from you, within you. So inshallah, if you work there in the mosque, or you work there in the parking, or you work somewhere nearby, so inshallah somebody will give you a job and so forth. So you must keep on trying. Laysa lil insani illa ma sa'a. For human being, there's nothing he can obtain and achieve except he has to strive and make effort. So, but you can't just go to any person and expect them to give you a job, you know. So why you don't go to the church? Why you don't go? So you say you're not a Muslim. So definitely that we will give you the job if you bring some credible referees and references, then somebody will give you the job, my brother.
Ustad, brother Iqbal, he wants to know that somebody told him that he should not throw away the Bible. Should he keep it, Ustad? He was told that by him keeping the Bible, his life will be more successful. He should not throw the Bible away, but he can keep the Quran as well, Ustad.
Remember that for Muslims to keep Quran Sharif, that is compulsory. How are you going to read the Quran otherwise? And second one, to keep the Bible and all that for Muslims, remember that we will break it up and divide it into 2-3 categories. One is a person who's a scholar and he knows about, you know, different faiths and so forth for discussion, for debate and so forth. So for him to have Bible is very important. So I have four, five Bibles, I can't remember, because I have different versions of the Bible. Then I have the Urdu Bible, I have the Arabic Bible, Al-Kitabul Muqaddas. I have all that by me, Alhamdulillah. So the point I'm making, for me to keep the Bible 100%, if I want to see, I need references and so forth. I can't just be guessing and so forth. That's unacceptable. One is the normal Muslim who can't even read Quran Sharif properly, looking inside, and majority are like that. So for them to keep the Bible and so forth, remember, is not even permissible. Because one day you will say, let me look at the Bible, and then you get so-called inspired. But remember, you get taking the wrong message and so forth. So therefore, one day, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the Bible in the hand of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and Nabi alayhi salam was furious and said that, you know what? That law kana Musa hayya lama wasiyahu illa tibai. Even if Moses, peace be upon him, was alive today, hypothetically, then he had no option but to follow me. So trying to tell people, if you are not well grounded, that was in the initial stages of Sayyidina Umar's life, then if you are not well grounded in Islam, then there's always fear and so forth, that you could go astray. So those of you who have the Bible and so forth and so on in your house, and you don't even know Islam properly, so rather give it to your Maulana, your Imam, your Sheikh or somebody, and tell him you keep this. Third point to say, that keep the Bible, it will bring a lot of money in your house, and it will bring, remember, that good luck. All these are fairy tales and all that. Which Bible? So you must remember, the which Bible you're talking about. They got so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused. So therefore, there is no such thing as good luck. Good luck and all will come when we do good deeds. Man amila salihan min zakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba. Whoever does good deeds, male or female, and they have iman, they have Islam, then Allah will give them a pure, a good life in this world. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ, that's a pansela, a bonus. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we will surely reward them the optimal optimum, maximum reward in the year after because of their actions. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the bee. Chapter 16, verse number 97. That is what Allah teaches us. Not you keep this book, that book, and you will get good luck. There's nothing like that in Islam.
Boraz Ustad says that, AK, did you hear about Israel? They say something's about to happen. Something fish is cooking, Ustad. Brother Boraz.
Always something is cooking. See, brothers, I'm teaching you and all my Christian brothers, sisters, a lesson here. So you must understand that Israel is Palestine, right? The whole of Palestine, Masharik al-Ardi wa Magharibaha allati barakna fiha. Almighty Allah says the east, the west, the whole. East and west is Mantuk. Mantuk means is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. Junub and Shimal, the southern and the northern are mafhum, are understood. So the whole of Palestine is Mubarak and blessed land. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We rescued and saved Nabi Ibrahim a.s. and his nephew Lot, Lut a.s. And we told them that go to that land, بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We put barakah, blessing there for the whole world, everybody. So remember that. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, was in Canaan. Abraham, peace be upon him. Lot, he was Lut alayhi salam, was there in Sodom and Gomorrah, and therefore it's called sodomy, the crime his people committed, and so forth. So that's one side. So today you get the televangelists, you get the Christians, and they are fooling the Christians from America and so forth. So you get, you must remember, tours, people from America and Europe, South Africa, the Jewish people, they will take Christians, they will say, come, we show you that something is going to happen here in Israel. You know what's going to happen? This is the place of the Armageddon. So what is the Armageddon? That the Muslim countries, Arab countries will all be united, and little small Israel will have to fight them. And so we have to stand with Israel. You see here in South Africa, the Chief Justice, the previous one and others, they said, no, you must stand with Israel, the tiny little state like the Kruger Park, they always say, you know. So the Christians' agenda is to stand with them, the Jews and the Zionist apartheid regime. And then when they are victorious, then that will then bring in the second coming of Jesus, and then we will make all the Jews into Christian. So that is the Christian televangelist and evangelist and priest agenda. And so forth. If you know, there's a book there you must read, Boris, you understanding? Forcing the Hand of God. This was a white lady, and she went, made operation, and became dark in complexion, and then she wrote that, you must remember, and she was very high up in the American politics, and then she said, let me go, and she wrote this, Forcing God's Hand. I have two books of hers. So, excellent book. So just go Google it, and you will find it, Forcing the Hand of God, some title like that it is. So excellent, it will give you all the information regarding this. So the Christians are going for a ride, the Jews are going for a ride, and we're inviting everybody, come to the straight path, don't go for any other ride, because these are all, they're playing fools with you. There's a hidden agenda. I ask you one question, simple question. Do you think that the Jews can ever be a savior for humanity? They made God a racist. You must remember, they said that Allah forbid, that we are the chosen people. If you are the chosen people, then how come you are cursed? Every day you are punished. You must remember that. Surah 7, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. If you say the Christians are the chosen people, then you know all the different factions among the Christians and so forth. You see Pope Francis says, take this whole Bible and cancel it. End of the story. So we told you that long time that you got so many different versions. The only savior, panacea, solution for this modern human being is Islam. Don't judge the Muslims. Muslims, you will get all different kind. Go study Islam and remove the blinkers, and then you will find solace, peace, and tranquility. That is our message. passage and the whole story of Armageddon, and that is remember the Jews and the Christians' propaganda, that remember that they are the chosen people, they will be victorious. Yes, there will be a war there, and remember the Jews must be defeated. That will be the ultimate and decisive war, Al-Ma'rikatul Fasila. So that will happen. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.